What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so I got called out the other day for something.
Oh.
And I wanted to just address that here. Do I have your undivided attention?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
This entire thing was me stalling because the other day I started playing the theme too fast and Aaron's like, how about a kiss, man? How about a little foreplay? So I'm like, this was me stalling. Before we start the
news.
That was foreplay?
News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
On an unrelated note, can't figure out why I'm divorced twice. So foreplay for me is like, I just talk, I give a play-by-play of me taking my socks off. Yeah, it turns out that's not that sexy. Mm.
Good evening.
Is it?
Evening. book sales have gone up, specifically physical print book sales have gone up by 1%.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of us are reading now. Especially of fairy
us.
Smut.
Of us. Yeah.
We be out here reading, fam.
What are you talking about?
Dude.
You read?
Yes.
No, you don't.
I literally just said yes.
Okay.
What
do you read?
ACOTAR, that whole series, Throne of Glass.
I think you're just making up words right now.
ACOTAR.
ACOTAR?
A Court of Thorns and Roses.
So when you're in the know, you're just like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an HP guy myself. Harry Potter, duh.
Hewlett Packard?
Yeah, exactly, right? You don't just get to make up. You're saying there's other people who knew exactly what you meant when you said that. Okay.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
All right. That's fine.
So, we out here reading, fam.
Yeah.
So your story is that like
book sales are up.
We'd be mad literate, bro.
But why
and,
is there a reason? Because like I bet it went up during COVID.
A little bit. And like people are just back into books and back into going to Barnes and Noble specifically so we can find like a hot dude. You would be surprised last summer how many dudes on motorcycles there were outside of Barnes and Noble.
Outside because they were afraid to go in.
The motorcycles were outside and they were inside.
They didn't know what store it was. I can't read.
I get it. Like, is this a Harley store?
Good evening. Good evening. Controversy.
Ooh, now there we go.
Out of a North Houston
book reading thing.
Out of a North Houston school district, Herrera Elementary School has implemented a new policy. I'd like to get everyone's thoughts on this policy.
Let's go.
They've started charging parents $1 per minute for late pickups.
So $1 per minute. That's a lot.
You're supposed to pick up your kid at 3:30. It's $1 per minute per child. For every minute that after 3:30 that you pick your kid.
Yeah, but what if there's a line?
That's what I was going to say. If you're in line, does that count as late because you don't have the kid?
I bet it's more about like once the line is dispersed, those kids that are sitting there, then they, like the meter, the meter doesn't start. If school is over at 3:30, they don't start the meter right then. It's like you can tell when a kid's has been sort of
I bet they get out of 3 and then it probably till 3:30, but it says that the money is supposed to go to pay the front office staff for supervising the children after hours.
But a dollar a minute is not what a babysitter would charge, so that's ridiculous.
Right, yeah, and that could add up, especially if you got 2 or 3 kids in the school and you're you're working from home and you're trying to get
there.
So
you're just encouraging the parents to say, kid, just start walking off campus and I'll pick you up a mile up the road.
Yeah.
Because I can't afford the fine.
Yeah, exactly. So there is a controversy because a lot of people are saying the school board never approved this. And where's this money going? And how do we...
It's the superintendent's got a drinking problem.
You taking Venmo or cash or...
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Yeah, it seems a little
That was controversial. Thank you for teasing it the correct way.
Thank you.
Got any more nerd stories?
Evening.
Evening. Aaron's now just tipping a hat.
There's a really disgusting new flavored hard candy that I don't even know if I can say this without puking. It's chicken noodle soup flavored like cough drops or something.
That's a real thing?
Yeah.
I get that when you're sick, you want chicken noodle soup, but you know what you want?
I want
chicken
the hotness
soup.
Of, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to microwave a Ricola that tastes like
No,
broth.
Try my new cherry cough syrup flavored soup. And then my chicken noodle soup flavored cough drop.
It's just backwards. Is there a worse flavor of medicine than cherry? Oh, yeah, grape.
Grape
is worse.
Yeah.
I like You're grape. Right.
No, grape medicine is terrible.
A lot of drinks that I have my wife try, she says, that tastes like medicine. That's her response a lot with the flavors that I choose.
Are you trying to roofie your wife?
No, I'm just saying, you got to try the grape Gatorade or whatever. She's like, that's medicine. The cherry. I like all that stuff.
News or Nope used to be better than this. Do you remember?
Well, someone's not saying nope. So.
Oh, okay. Mm. I got you.
Good evening.
Nope.
Good evening. This is tough for me, but I am an objective journalist, so I
journalist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm an objective newscaster. There is a terrible Tyler in the news. My name is Tyler, but I have to report it. I have to call it how
I
see
it. I think we could do a whole show
based on
just,
Tyler's.
Because remember we did the show that was like names you shouldn't date and your name was on there?
Yeah,
and
very
then like,
high up. Yeah.
Yeah, and then since then I've talked to people who've dated Tyler's and it is a bad name. And you're saying... The trend is holding true. There's terrible Tyler's.
Unfortunately, which I didn't know this was a trend at all. They kicked me out of the meetings. I was too soft for the other Tyler's.
You're a soft Tyler.
Okay. A 22-year-old Chipotle worker in Florida, he's been arrested because he hid a GPS tracker on a woman's car. She came into the Chipotle, ordered. He bought a GPS tracker, put it on her car, and had been... They tracked it back to him, no pun intended, because of where he purchased it and all that stuff. She found it on the car and was like, what's going on?
But he hadn't done anything.
Like, no, he admitted that he wanted to coincidentally, quote unquote, run into the victim. So Tyler's out there. It's not looking good for us.
All right. The Tyler Simpson text line. Okay. It's Berg Simpson. If you know a terrible Tyler, text your terrible Tyler texts.
I want to hear them all.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.